Fear
So
rather.
let's learn. We're learning the halachas of this sugya of Tikkun HaBris in Eben Ezra Siman Chav Gimel, and we're on page Tuf Mem Vav. We're learning with the Sefer Mishnah Sa'ezer Sif Katan Dalad, where it says Zera Levatala, next to last wide line on the page that we're up to, Tuf Mem Vav. So I hope you have it. It's very hard to do this without learning inside. It's very important that we learn inside. I'm sure you could get it. You could get it. If you don't have it, you can get it on the phone. So the last 2 weeks, we were learning a number of reasons, actually 8 different reasons for this Isser, or Makaris, from where did Chazal know that this is an Aveir? This is even before we get to the whole Seifa of the Mechaber, where he says that this is the most Chomer Mikol Aveiros Shevetayra, that is the most serious of all Aveiros in the Torah. We didn't get to that yet. Which we first are trying to understand, where does this Isser come from? So that's what we've been learning about the past 2 weeks. Today we're going to be talking about what is the meaning of Zera Levatala. What does that mean, Levatala? Vatala means wasted, for no purpose. Bittel, Vatala. So, obviously, the question, especially in our times when Chasdei Hashem, there are different ways to deal with Lo Aleinu problems of infertility. So naturally, we have to come up with an understanding. We have to reach a much deeper understanding of what does it mean, Levatala? To have a child is certainly not Levatala. So how does Halach understand the meaning of wasted, Levatala? What's the gather of Levatala? That's our subject for today. I want to first, again, thank the Rachmani family, sponsoring always the Shiurim, Darche Avinoam. And I want to remind the Chevron that, as I did last time, that this is not for children. If there are children around anywhere, I mean, little ones, doesn't have to give me, but children that are old enough to become confused, so that you should be careful with that. I did not want to put it. I had a discussion with one of the Chevron whether we should put it up on the thing to say for mature audiences, but that is always a guarantee that everybody's going to, you know, kids are going to start looking at it. So we'll just keep it by sheer by sheer by alpeh. Not, I don't want to have a tosha b'chsav. Okay, zer levatola. Davka levatola. Sifkat and dalad. Again, right up by the bottom of the Mishnah Se'ezer on page Tuf Mem Vav. We're not in the Biurim, but in the Mishnah Se'ezer. Zer levatola, davka levatola. Avalohoitzi zer almanas la'avchein es chosa hapurius. But if there's a need to extract zera for the purpose of testing or helping in this situation of chosa hapurius. Chosa hapurius means infertility. There's a problem with a couple having children. With the hope that there can be a cure, meaning there's an issue in this situation with the husband. In the old days, it was always assumed that a woman just nabuch can't have kids. But obviously, what was happening is, even in earlier days, is that the woman, this couple would get divorced, the woman would marry, and she'd have plenty of children with another guy, with her second husband. So in our times, Baruch Hashem, they're able to make examinations of the Zera and to see what they could do to help this couple have children, because there's a problem with the man. It's not the woman's problem in this particular situation. As we see, La'acha she'ishto kva arva bedikos. The man can, the whole heter for checking the Zera of the man is only after it's been determined that the issue is with him. It's not her issue. So the preliminary bidikas, the preliminary examinations are going to take place with a woman to see to it that she's able, Bezah Hashem, to have children. That's what it says in the brackets. La'achas she'ishtoi kva arva b'dikais v'nimsa she'etzla ha'kol takin. First, you of course you can't right away go to start looking into the your husband, into the zacher to make bedikas with his zera. We don't begin with that. We begin with a medical examination to determine if the woman is able to have children. Now, once it's been determined that etzla hakol takin, that by her everything is baruch Hashem is okay, then we have the question of what to do with the husband. So nechleku haposkim. This is of earth-shattering importance that affects thousands and thousands and thousands of couples who Baruch Hashem, nowadays can often be helped. In the past, it was a total yeyush, but now there are things that can be done. And we're going to see how the Tzitz Eliezer, who, as you all know, Rav Lezer Waldenberg, Olav Shalom, was considered by most to be the greatest posek regarding matters of medicine, all issues of medicine. He was the greatest posek of the generation. He was a huge, huge bucky in all medical questions. And the Tzitz Eliezer reminds us a number of times in his tshuvas that when halacha permits a procedure, then it's forbidden for somebody to be strict, and by being strict, not to be mekayim the greatest mitzvah of having children. So you might be strict when it comes to, you know, not having gebrochs on Pesach, and you might be strict when it comes to other areas of halacha. You know, you don't want to use the Erev, no. So you don't want to use the Erev, you don't have to use the Erev. But when it comes to this, the Tzitz Eliezer says, if Hashem has made certain ways available to us nowadays, and there are haterim in halacha, the haterim in halacha are for the purpose of having children. This is the mitzvah, the whole world is resting on this mitzvah. So this is not the place for a person to be machmir. Of course, there are chumras, there are different shittas in the poskim, but the Tzitz Eliezer says that when you speak to your posek and you check into the matter, and the rav that you turn to says that in this situation you are allowed to engage in this medical procedure for the purpose of puravu, the Tzitz Eliezer says, then don't be machmir. There's no inyan here to be machmir. There's a huge mitzvah of puravu. So nechleku haposkim. However, how this takes place, how can these examinations take place? How do we extract the zera, the seed, from the man? And what about this most chomer of all averus, which is shichva zera levatola? To be Meitzah Zera Levatola, how does that work when it comes to these examinations? So here is a big machlokes haposkim. We're on the top line on page Tuf Mem Zayin in Mishnah Se'ezer. Nech leku haposkim. Yeish she'osru legarmi hetzara zera michutz leguf ha'isha. There's a very strong shita chumra. It's not from our generation. That's from the beginning of the 20th century. From the Lamzer Rav, the Tshuva's Divrei Malkiel. Earlier poskim, also the Marash Engels brought down the Sha'atzin, the Minchas Elozer, the Stechemet. There are a number of poskim from the last generation when it was still very little scientific knowledge regarding methods of going about this procedure. So in the last generation, we have these great poskim who were very machmir and osru legamri atzara zera michutz leguf ha'isha. They did not allow for any type of hotzoas zera, extraction of zera, other than after a maise bia, once their husband and wife were together, to take a specimen of the zera from inside their wife after they were together. In other words, these poskim machmir that there's no outer body hotzoas zera. That's hotzoas zera levatala. The only way that zera can be taken for the purpose of a medical examination, according to these earlier poskim from the last generation, was that the husband and wife have normal tashmish amita, normal bia, and then she takes out some of the zera and gives it to the doctor, and they'll take it from there. but they do not allow yesh also legamre hotzah zera mechutz laguf eisha. So these poskim are very machmir. V'yesh shehetiru. Even in the earlier generation, one of the earliest mekel is the yavetz. That's brought down in Chav Dalet, the tshuvas of the yavetz. Because of b'tshuvas, now the question is how to extract this error, what different ways, and what's the best way to do this. Now we have, Baruch Hashem, nowadays there are wonderful, wonderful organizations. Machon Pua, A-Time. There are other organizations that help couples that have issues with infertility. And those organizations, each one of them has a great posek who they use when it comes to all of the shilas that they're dealing with, which is a tremendous toelis, because the average rabbanim, I'm not talking about great poskim, but average rabbanim and talmidei chachamim are not necessarily experts in this area, and this requires expertise. So nowadays we have, Baruch Hashem, these organizations like Machon Pua and Eitam and others that have on staff great poskim who are experts both in the halacha and in the medical issues. And those poskim are in contact with the great poskim hador, with the leading poskim of the generation. So this takes away a lot of the stress from these couples and the embarrassment with the rabbanim and talking to different people, because now everything can be done through these organizations. So, yesh hetiru because of b'tshuvas tzitz Eliezer, shekein hishitas roiv ha'poskim, and the tzitz Eliezer wrote that most poskim are makel to use different methods outside of the body to be able to retrieve this zera to be used for the examinations. And that's where, if you see there in Chafhei, in the Sharat Siyun, down below in the Sharat Siyun, so he writes, he brings in the Tshuva Sitzeliyaz and Chelek Zayin. He writes this in a number of places in different volumes. Ayin Shom She'ein HaBal Yochel L'shtamish B'tayin L'shiyesh Oysrim. Now let's say the husband learned the Inyan a little bit, and he wants to be machmir like the Minchas Elazar and the Marash Engel and the Divrei Melkiel. He wants to be a machmir like those poskim who do not allow for any kind of examination of Zera. So the Tzitz Eliezer says he's not allowed to be machmir. His wife wants to have children, and he's not allowed to be machmir on this cheshbon. And Yochel Shtamet B'tayin the Sheish Osrim Kevin Shirov HaPoskim Hitiru. And that's why the Tzitz Eliezer emphasizes that he's not the only one that's mekel. The majority of poskim are mekel. And therefore the husband is not allowed to say, I hold like the machmir. She should tell him, you want to be machmir. Be machmir, you know, how you tear your toilet paper on Shabbos. Don't be machmir on this inyan of having children. Back on top. Now, we still didn't learn, so how are you supposed to do this? But most poskim are mekel, are matir. V'afilu fi shitos matirim. Now, so we're in the shitas of those who allow for other types of extraction. The shaila is how. So v'afilu fi shitos matirim nechleku be'eza oifen tia hitzah zera. So there are two main areas of machloikis regarding this issue. The first is how to get the zera, and the second is how long does a couple need to wait before they engage in these type of procedures? How long must they try naturally before they start with this type of an asik? So first we'll discuss how the zera is extracted. Yesh oimrim shaharoyfe yoytzi zaroy. Mirecham ha'isha la'achashe shimshe imbaila kederu kol ha'aretz. There are those who say that now a doctor can be used medically, it can be done medically, that after the husband and wife are together, kederu kol ha'aretz, in the normal way of being together, that the doctor then takes from the woman and does a bedika, and this bedika is nikres PCT. I'm Bisharitzi and looking Chav Zayin. Now the problem here is that essentially it's not different than the earlier poskim who did not allow for anything outside of the woman's body. The chiluk here is that whereas in the past this was really a brach levatola, nowadays using this procedure, PCT, they have been successful in helping couples have children. But there's a major problem here is that there's a very limited time in which after the Maise Biya, after the husband and wife are together, there's a very short, very tiny window that you have where the Zera can be taken to be used for a procedure. So that means the embarrassment of having the couple, and this is what has been done, was being done for many years, was the main way of doing this, was that by the doctor's office, there would be a room attached to the doctor's office. It's hard to even talk about it, and I have had to speak to couples that have been through this humiliation, where they would have to be together as husband and wife in a room next to the doctor's office. It's big bizyonis, obviously, unbelievably embarrassing. And that's why, if you look down in the Sharatzin and Chav Zayin, the Tshuvas Igros Moshe Kosov Sheesh Bekach Pritzas Gedoyla. But Moshe said that even though halachically there's an advantage to this, because the husband and wife are having normal tashmish, there's an advantage to that, to taking it out afterwards from the wife. But Rav Moshe couldn't come to terms with the fact that this is, that Rav Moshe says that yesh b'kach preaches gedoyla. There's tremendous preaches. It's disgusting. Preaches gedoyla. L'shamish b'cheder ha-somach l'roife. That the husband and wife are having relations in a room, and the doctor's in the next room. Miu b'tshuva tzitz Eliezer cholak alo b'zeh. However, the tzitz Eliezer disagreed with Rav Moshe. Of course, the tzitz Eliezer is also sensitive to this, and it bothered him. But the tzitz Eliezer did not see this as a sufficient reason to be machmir and not to use this method of PCT, even if it means that it's next to the doctor's office. Over the years, the clinics obviously made improvements that it wasn't right next to the doctor's office. And they had it someplace in another room down the hall somewhere. Nevertheless, everybody knows what's going on. It's embarrassing. It's bizyanis. Back on top. V'yesh shehitiru af shiyishamishim ishtoi ayedei levishas kis al ha'ever hanikra kandem. Now we're going to a greater kula, a bigger kula. There are those who are makel that the husband can put a condom on, and they're able to have regular tashmish using the condom. Normally, that's something which is an isra of zer levatala. Under normal circumstances, when it's not for the purpose of this procedure, a man is not allowed chas v'shalom to wear such a thing. But there are post gemara makel that under these circumstances, that the husband is allowed to wear, for this procedure, he's allowed to wear this kiss, this covering, a condom. Avol yesh lihizor lasoy schor koton benartik kedei shelo yiyeh levatola. In other words, the zera would be collected in this condom, and here there would be time to take it over to the doctor's office or to leave it someplace with a lab. The poskim, however, warn that there needs to be a tiny hole that's made in the condom, kedesh lo yiyeh levatola, in order that even a little bit of the seed will be able to go into the wife, and not all of it is kept in the condom. Nevertheless, medically, they would be able to be enough zera that would remain in the condom, despite this little hole there'd be enough that would remain in the condom that could be used in the laboratory for the examination. So if you look in the Sharetzion, in Chav Ches and Chav Tes, look at Chav Ches first in the Sharetzion. Shubas Igras Moshe. So Rav Moshe is makil to use a condom. Shubas Minchas Yitzchak. And the Minchas Yitzchak from Yushalayim, the Rav of Yushalayim, Zichron Levracha, was makil as well. V'dash shakis shelgumi anemkorim l'shem inias hiroyon. However, the condoms that are being sold in stores for contraceptive purposes that are being sold, yesh behem chomer shemekalkalas azera. Many of those condoms come with some sort of chemical that destroys the zera. That in order to be more of a foolproof contraceptive, not only is there a condom, but the condom includes within it some sort of a chemical that destroys the zera. That's mashkis the zera. And he warns that the poskim do not allow that. And not only do they not allow, but what would be the tachlis? Therefore, in order to retrieve healthy zera, the husband would have to use a condom that A, has a tiny hole in it, and that B, does not have in it this chemical or this whatever it is, this stuff that's mashchis the zera, that destroys the zera. So there would be a problem of ashchos zera, destroying the zera, and there would also be a problem that you're ruining the chances for any type of successful fertilization. Chavtes. Kain ha'ira ha'goyin Rabbi Yosef Shalom El Yosef Zatzal. To make sure that there's a little hole that's in the condom. Mekevin sha'idei kach yiflot or yipolet miktsas v'na zera l'rechem ha'isha. So this way, at least some of the zera goes into the wife. Huvu dvar b'sefer birchas habanim v'chein kosev b'shiurei shevet ha'levi. And so we find also in the shiurim of the Shevet HaLevi of Rav Vosner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, because of Hagoyin Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Shachor Kleima Hanekev Yochel Yos Gam Aidei Chor Shal Machar Loi Lasos Klal Nekev Gadol. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said it could be a tiny, tiny, tiny little hole. Doesn't have to be a lot. Just a tiny little hole, like a pin size, a tiny little hole, and that's fine. Just as long as there's some way for some of the zera to go into the wife. Okay, back on top. Yesh after chavtas, yesh shehitiru af dash mibifnim v'zera mibachutz. Now there are others who are mekel who allow the husband to engage in relations with his wife, and for his eiver to be inside of his wife, but before the zera comes out to take out his eiver, that's called dash mibifnim. In other words, he's pushing the eiver inside of his wife, but when he feels that the zera is coming, he's zera mibachutz, he removes his eiver. And then he's mazriya with the force of hotzah zera, he's mazriya into some sort of a test tube or something to collect the zera. So he has relations with his wife without using a condom, to have relations with his wife, but before he's mazriya inside of his wife, he takes the eiver out. This is a bigger kula in certain ways. He takes the eiver out and he's mazriya into something to collect it. So, in certain ways it's a chumra, in certain ways it's a kula. The maila of this is that he's able to have tashmish without placing anything over his eiver. So there's no chatzitza, so it's a regular type of tashmish. he's together with his wife, Kederach Kol Ha'aretz, which is certainly a Maila, both in terms of halacha, in terms of Kabbalah, and also in terms of comfort and so on. There's a Maila to that way. There's no chatzitza. There's nothing that's on top of the Eiver, that's covering the Eiver. The Kevin du Tash Mishmamish Blech Chatzitza Beneim Mutter. So there is this kula. If you look in the tshuvas, in the Sharatzion Lamed, Sivkot and Lamed, in the Sharatzion down below, Lamed, he brings from the tshuvas of the Zakan Aaron. This is found in the tshuvas of the Zakan Aaron. It's also from the last century or the beginning. The earlier time of between World War I and World War II, Rav Aaron Wolkin, the Tshuva Zakan Aaron. So they were already in such a mahalach that they were working on back then. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman said an interesting thing over here. He said, "Ladas Hagoyin Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach ligroim chimum aide kiruv basar im ishtay." That rather than the husband actually going inside the wife and having beer with the wife, but they would be together and there would be kiruv basar, not actually having intercourse, not tashmish, but there would be chimum habasar, kiruv basar, by being with his wife, velishbech hazer l'tov kis, and then ad kedekach that he's excited that zera comes out. And that zera is put into something, and in such a situation, he said, "Lo shayach klal, lo shayach klal, lo senav." Loads. Then he does it either in a condom, he's masri in a condom, or in some other receptacle, and he says, and in such a way, it's bechlal not an issue of lo senav. Loads. He's not having beer with his wife, and then not using the seed inside of his wife. The seed is coming out before. He's not going into the wife. Or is the odif tvei? And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman felt that that's preferable to a person who's dosh mi bifnim, to the guy who's going in mi bifnim, going into the wife. And then v'lasas ma'is yishlo hotzor b'kum v'asei, and then he takes the eva out of the wife, b'kum v'asei, v'lishpech hazera b'chutz, and pours the zera out. He felt that it was better, Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that it was better that there not be a ma'isir bia, but rather that they be together, and that when he feels that there's zera coming out, that the zera goes into the condom or the zera goes into some sort of a kli. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman. So there are different mahalchim, again, of how to do this. Back on top. Indirectly. Now, what does that mean? Well, one method is the way that Rav Shlomo Zalman is talking about. Not through actual intercourse, but through the husband and wife being intimate with each other and not having it tashmish and causing there to be zera to come out. Now here, there is a kula that goes back to Rav Chaim Oizer. This is a controversial kula. The most controversial, obviously, of all of these methods is for the man to actually extract the zera by means of using his hand on himself. Now this kula, if you look in Lamed Beis, in the Sharatzion downstairs there in the Sharatzion, this is a famous kula from no less of a godel than Reb Chaim Oizer. Shuvas Achiezer. The Hechadi Evsha Begroma Lasais Gambi Yadayim. Bechem Posig Vetshuvas Tzitz Eliezer. Now, what is not so widely known is that Reb Chaim Oizer didn't allow that as the ideal method. That was not Lechachila. That's not the ideal method. But in a situation where it cannot take place for whatever reason, it's not working otherwise. And based upon Reb Chaim Oizer, the Tzitz Eliezer is making, again, it is not a lechachila to do that. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the third chelik of Ezra, hichmer ma'od b'zeh. Rav Moshe is very machmer with that. The leki iser mitzad zer levatola, the agam the leki iser mitzad zer levatola, even though it's not an iser of zer levatola, because we're going to see in the biurim in a minute, because the definition of batola is chalila, just to waste. We're not talking here about batola. This couple wants to have children. They want to have a child. So we're not talking about wasting seed. We're talking about the seed being needed for a medical examination. So Rav Moshe says, nevertheless, to do it with one's hand, to cause that to happen with one's hand, even though it's not an issue of what? Zeh levatola, because it's not levatola, because they're using it for a medical purpose, they're using it for fertilization. Kevin shulet tzairach. Remember that we learned in the reasons for this Isser of Zer Levatala that there are Rishonim who understand that Loisinov is there's a special Isser aside from the problem of what actually happens to the Zera, the Maise itself of causing oneself to spill seed. Biyadayim, leisinaf biyad, we learn, is an Isser of leisinaf. Rav Moshe is very machmir with this. And Rav Moshe did not allow a man to do that to himself with his own aver, by touching his aver and causing his seed to come out. Lehuta b'shum oifen. Rav Moshe b'shum oifen was not makel for a man to do that to himself to cause the zera to be taken out. Back on top. Umiyu, after Lamed Beis, Umiyu, vada she'ein lahata b'chol zeh, rak aydei she'elos rav habaki b'nyonim elu. One thing is 100%, everybody agrees, that you're not allowed to begin doing anything, any procedure, without consulting a great posek. As I said, nowadays, you could use these organizations who are working with poskim. V'yizaru she'hador ve'yeyos aydei pikuach anoshim yirei shemayim mo'oy. And you have to make sure that all this is being done, not with a non-Jewish, clinic, but it should be done. Chas de Hashem, we have Jewish clinics that do this. It should be done with people who have Yirat Shamayim. Shehem mumchim ayiduim be'esek zeh, who are experts in this esek, both in terms of the medical side and in terms of the halachas. Ki bav nesen harabim. Because tragically, besides the fact that obviously if you're in a goyish place, that it's not gonna, they don't care about halach at all. Besides that, there have been many situations where in the laboratories, these places they're careless. Because they don't have Yerushalayim. So that Chalila, somebody that they mix up this person's seed with somebody else, Hashem Yirachem. In other words, there could be a terrible, terrible mistake that takes place where the seed, where the zera is from one person to another woman, from a different, not from the husband. She'ibivu azera b'shalachem rachman litzlam. Nechleku aposkim la'acha kam zman efshar, and this is the second issue that I mentioned earlier. Nechleku aposkim la'acha kam zman efshar lahatir b'dikas elu. At what point in marriage, the husband and wife have been trying naturally to have a child and they're unsuccessful, at what point can they already go and to one of these places and to begin with these b'dikas to start to have these examinations? Now, obviously, there's no issue for a woman to have an examination. A woman can go in whenever they're worried. If it's taking a while, so a woman, there's no issue. She goes to her doctor. She could speak to her doctor about it. That's not a problem. But the problem becomes in halacha, as far as the men getting checked, because then we have this inyan of Aitzah Zera, of taking out Zera. So there's a machlokes aposkim when this can be started. This the procedure, you know, these bedikas, these examinations. So the Minchas Yitzchak is very machmir. The Minchas Yitzchak says that it can only begin at the end of 10 years of being unsuccessful, 10 years of not having children. Now, within the sheet of the Minchas Yitzchak, what if they only get married later? So that's in the Minchas Yitzchak, there are different kulas. If a couple got married later and she's already coming to an age where it's much less of a chance of her having a child. But he was very machmir stam with a young couple. He was machmir 10 years. Rav Moshe was makil to wait 5 years. The couple should try in a regular way, 5 years. It's not found in the writings of the Chazanish, but it's said in the name of the Chazanish that the Chazanish was makel, that if the couple's married 2 years and they're not able to have children, it's brought down from one of those who spoke to the Chazanish that he was makel. If you look in Lamed Hay in the Sharet Zion, he brings down that this is found in the Sefer Chayin Efesh, Shekosav Sheshtol HaChazanish. This Mechaber said that he asked the Chazanish al avrech sha'obu kishnasayim acha chasanasai, about he asked the Chazanish that there was a young man that was married for 2 years and he spoke to the doctors sharoi from tzivu al kazeh, and the doctors told him that he's got a problem and he needs to look into this. V'heishev shimar b'dikin nechutza mutter, and this mechaber of the Sefer Chayin Nefesh, he said the Chazanish told him that if the doctor told him that, obviously again, the woman, the wife has already checked and so on. And the doctor said that you need to have, there's a problem, there could be a problem here, you need to check. So the Chazanish was makel after 2 years. Nechluku, I'm sorry, Shnasayim. V'yesh Oymer, I'm sorry, the next to the last line. V'yesh Oymer, Shnitin Lahat Apapachas Mizeh, the Tzitz Eliezer is makel even less than 2 years. Shadova told me b'dikas b'tipulim sh'over ha'isha. In other words, if the wife, let's say they're married for whatever it is, 7 months, 8, 10 months, they're married, and they're not, and the woman is not able to conceive, so she goes to the doctor, and the doctor has determined at this time, even though it's only whatever 7, 8, 9 months, the doctor has already determined that it's not her inyan, that she's totally fine. So the Tzitz Eliezer says that so what's the tachlis of waiting? B'derech HaTeva, she's not going to have a kid. Because she doesn't have a problem. So she could have a kid. So obviously, B'derech HaTeva, there's something wrong with the guy. So the Tzitz Eliezer says that since it's already been determined that the wife is fine, and the doctors have told this wife, listen, there's a problem. It's not your problem. It's his problem. So the Tzitz Eliezer is makel, even less than 2 years. Which nowadays, that's the oilam is in these inyanim, is the oilam is mostly being samach on the Tzitz Eliezer. Not in all chassidus shechever, but most of the oilam is samach on the Tzitz Eliezer. That even if it's less than, even if it's less than 2 years, there's a machlokes among our poskim of our time. The brachas and nechla b'machla, next page. B'machla m'ma'eris, it's actually, you have to skip, the next page is all biurim. We're going to be doing some of those next week. So we're on page Tuf Mem Tes. That let's say you have a bocher, a single guy, a bocher. And lo aleinu, this bocher has a very serious sickness. He has cancer, and because of his cancer, this bocher needs to go through chemotherapy. to save his life. He has to have chemotherapy to cure the cancer. And as a result of that, the doctors are telling him that the chemotherapy could very likely have such an effect upon you that after you get married, you're not going to be able to have kids because of the chemotherapy. So the shaila is, can this bocher go to a clinic to have, as a bocher, to have zera extracted to be kept in a lab so that afterwards, when he gets married, that this zera can be then used with his wife's eggs to make a fertilization and to have children. Again, we're not going to, of course, this has to be known to the wife, but can he now go as a bocher? Those the mice is not now, it's not, there's no nafkimini now. He can't have any children now because he's a bocher. But the shaila is, can this bocher go to a clinic and have zera taken from him because of the possible effects or the likely effects that chemotherapy would have, that he would not be able to have any children the rest of his life? Chalila. Shuzochu lakabel tipa refuya bakwanis of chemotherapy. Bowl of goy b'koyisha ha-puris. He might not be able to have kids. Imuta lo haitzi zera u'l'shoyim ra'ayde ha-kfor. Can he go and have zera taken out that will be frozen? Now, many women are doing this with their eggs. You have single women who are never waiting a long time to get married. They're not able to get married yet, so they go to these clinics and they have eggs that are taken out and frozen. Say that that's not a problem. I mean, there are issues in halacha there as well, but it's not something that's insurmountable. Bechlal. The shaila is with a guy, so he can't have any kids now. He can't have any tashmish with his wife because he doesn't have a wife. He's not able to be with anybody. So what does he do, this bocher? So this is a big shaila. Aydak fok desh yuchal acharkech lahafres isha ayin b'sharetzin. So he brings down, if you look in Lamed Zayin, and we'll end with this, look in Lamed Zayin, the Sharetzin. It's a very heartbreaking question. If you look in Lamed Zayin, the Sharetzin down, das hagon Rav Yosef Sholem el Yosef tehete zeh loishach b'bocher. Rav el Yosef was machmir. Rav el Yosef did not allow this procedure with a bocher. Kevin shenachai b'puravu b'poil. And Rav el Yosef is saying, what could you do? It's Rachmanis, but Lamaisa, he's a bocher. And he's not chayv in the mitzvah of puravu. Now he doesn't have a wife. The mitzvah is to get married and to have relations, to have children. As it goes in the Niggun, first comes love, then comes marriage, and then comes whoever in the baby carriage. He's not married, Nebuch. So Loshach, Rabbi Yosef said, Loshach b'bocher, kevin shenuchai b'puravu b'poil. There's no mitzvah. There's no chalos of the mitzvah puravu. How could this kid, Nebuch, he's 16 years old. Can you imagine? He has to have chemotherapy. So how can he go to a clinic to take out zera? And King Gamla Das Hamatirim Etzor Zera L'Shem Hazor V'Kiyam Puravu Ein Lahatir B'Bach. So B'Yosef said, even all the shittas that we learned to be maker, a bocher can't do this. And who would rub Nishmas Avram? U'mi'idach Kosev Agon Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. But Rav Shlomo Zalman paskin she'ein kol hevdol ben ish nosuyu ben ravak. Rav Shlomo Zalman said there's no difference between a married man and a bocher. Bibnei shagam ravak, even a bachelor, even a bocher, chayev lisa l'kai mitzvah puravu. So there's the law that Rav Shlomo Zalman has, that there's a chalois of a chiv even now as a bocher for him to get married. And in Mela, the mitzvah puravu begins already now when he's a bocher. It's a whole difference in lomdas. Chayin das hagon Reb David Feinstein shlita. So Reb Shlomo Zalman and Yibodel ben Chaim l'Chaim and Reb David Feinstein are makel that a bocher who lo aleinu is in this terrible situation where he has to have chemotherapy, he's allowed to go and to use one of these methods, whichever his rav tells him, he can use one of these methods in order to be able to have that zera frozen. So with God's help, he'll have a complete refuah and he'll marry a wonderful woman, and they're going to be able to build a family, to have children. Zara chai v'kayom v'sudim v'nzvan sekiyor. So it's good to end on a good note, Baruch Hashem. We should be zoicha that all Jews should be able to have children, and that once we have them, Hashem should help us to know what to do with them. You know, so many people want kids so badly. Then once you have a kid, you say, well, what am I going to do with this kid? I don't know what to do with him. He's making me crazy. I don't know what to do with him. And sometimes I give a little bit of a shtach. Do you remember how badly you wanted this kid? You remember how badly you wanted this kid? So you figure it out. You'll do something. It'll be okay. Hashem Yisbarach should help us that our children should go in the right way. They should live long, healthy lives together. All of us greet Mashiach Zakenu quickly. It's already, the amount of time now is very, very strong. Everybody should have a wonderful day, have a wonderful